This is Radio MD COVID-19 Daily, your source for COVID-19 news from the front lines of healthcare. I'm Caitlin White. It's Thursday, and it's the last day of April. I don't know about you, but I feel like it's just flown by. Later in the episode, hear an interview with a conflict resolution professional and mediator on how to keep the peace at home during quarantine. The federal guidelines put in place to slow the spread of the virus by encouraging people to curtail nearly all public life are set to expire today. But President Trump has indicated he has no intention of extending the measures. He told reporters yesterday that the federal restrictions will be fading out because now the governors are doing it. We've been told for decades that cigarettes are bad for you. And they still are. But researchers in France are testing a theory that somehow nicotine could be helping fight coronavirus in some patients. With more on that is Radio MD's Bill Klaproth.
French researchers are preparing to launch a human trial to test whether nicotine can help the body to combat the coronavirus. Explaining the hypothesis, Jean-Pierre Changeau, emeritus professor of neuroscience at France's Pasteur Institute, says, "You have the virus, which arrives on the receptor, and the nicotine blocks that, and they separate. So the theory is nicotine can help stop the progression of the disease in people testing positive for COVID-19. The study involves people wearing nicotine patches. They are not encouraging people to smoke. In fact, they are insisting people who smoke should still be encouraged to quit." For Radio MD News, I'm Bill Klaproth.
A recent poll by the Kaiser Family Foundation shows that more Americans believe the worst is behind us when it comes to COVID-19. 51% of Americans said the worst is yet to come, and 80% of those surveyed say strict shelter-in-place measures are worth it in order to protect people and limit the spread of coronavirus. Sometimes I sit back and think of all the terrible apartments and living situations and roommates I've had in my life and take a moment just to be grateful I'm not in quarantine with them. But if you are living with roommates, the good or the bad kind, how can you at least be the best roommate you can be in this weird situation? We go now to Radio MD's Scott Webb.
Thanks to stay-at-home orders due to COVID-19, roommate arguments over dirty dishes, bills, and cluttered bathrooms may be on the rise. Some recommended don'ts during this time are to not play the same songs over and over, don't take extra long showers, especially if you only have one bathroom, and don't force your roomies to do TikTok videos with you. Some do's during this time are to ask your roomies how they are doing and really mean it, and do replace toilet paper rolls when necessary. On the safety front, do wear a mask when you are in public, and has been said millions of times by now, do wash your hands a lot. Reporting for Radio MD News, I'm Scott Webb.
Being in your house all day can bring out the worst in some people, leading to more fights between couples while we're forced to be with them all day long. Joining us today to talk about conflict resolution in quarantine is Carol Barks, a conflict resolution professional and mediator. So, Carol, we're hearing a lot about, you know, couples kind of things are getting spicy at home. We're around each other, maybe a little more than we were expecting. Why do you think people are fighting a bit more in quarantine? I mean, shouldn't we love being around our partners more?
Well, we do love being around our partners, but with everything good, there's always the flip side. Everything has its good, everything has its bad. So we like autonomy, but we also like connectedness. And when we get it too on one extreme more than the other, then that's when we start bucking. So we love our partners, but the more we have them around, the more we realize those little pet peeves that we decided we could live with become center stage for us. And then they start people bickering.
So what are some useful tips for constructive disagreements with a partner during quarantine when, you know, we can't really just get away for a few days?
Right. So depending on the size of your house, you know, some people have little houses and so there really is no getting away. So if you have a larger home and you can actually dedicate, this is my spot for a while and this is your spot, that can be really helpful. And then we find that a lot of us are working from home and distractions just in the workplace, we lose like 2.1 hours a day, they say, on distractions. Mm. And so if you think of that at home, when your partner's wandering in all the time or your kiddos are wandering in, it makes it even worse. So if you can create some boundaries to say, don't pop in on me for 2 hours, mm-hmm. and then we'll connect. or, you know, those types of things can be really, really helpful. But also having the gumption to be able to say positively when you're hitting your pet peeves and when something's not happening. So, you know, I've had people say, we're having fights about the dishes in the dishwasher being emptied. And, you know, it's a minor thing considering everything that we're dealing with. But if it's something that you've been dealing with for years and now you're dealing with it daily, it builds up. So you have to be able to talk about those process things and how do we do it better? How do we do it so that even if it's not your way, it's not driving me nuts? So where's the happy spot? That can really help people.
What would you say or would be some useful tips, you know, while you're in the argument? I think it's hard to kind of, you know, sometimes think clearly while you're in the midst of a fight. But what are some ways we could kind of step
right
back before it escalates? Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So there's a, it's interesting. There's old world thinking about constructive criticism. And the idea was like, if you said something nice, and then you said something negative, and then you said something nice, that would be the great way to put things forward. And what we know now is that criticism is just criticism. There's nothing constructive about it. So instead, you can have a complaint about a process, but you don't want to criticize the person. So let's go back to our washing the dishes and emptying the dishwasher. I don't want to tell that person that they're lazy and they never do anything and they never follow through. I want to say, it would really make me feel better if we could empty these within an, you know, hour of waking up in the morning or going to sleep. So talking about the processes instead of the person is really great. And then there's this really cool acronym called OFTEN, and it stands for, the O stands for observe, the F stands for feel, the T stands for think, the E stands for empathize, and the N stands for negotiate. So if I were going to bring something up to you, I would say, I'm observing that you're doing this and it's really frustrating me. And I know that you don't want to, but it's making me feel extra tension. And so I'm thinking if we could come up with a way to make this process better for both of us, we would probably not fight as much. And I know that you have a lot going on too, which is your empathy part. And I'm wondering if we could maybe come up with a plan that involves getting this done faster without running over your need to not be controlled by me. You know, so you put it all on you rather than the other person. And then the other person doesn't feel as attacked because you're taking it all to yourself.
Is there anything else you want to add just for couples who might be listening to this and they're in the midst of this right now? And, you know, it's just hitting up against a wall.
Yes. And I would say really right now for people, we need to realize that everybody manages stress in a different way. Some things don't bother some people and they really bother somebody else. And it really goes back to the neuroscience of our brains. And our brains are always looking at what are we currently dealing with and what in the past have I dealt with that looks similar to this. So that's a good correlation for why some people think things are okay because they've never dealt with it before. And some people are having a really difficult time because they've experienced, you know, maybe death and illness in their family. And so understanding that everybody's story and everybody's approach is different, but still beautiful is great. It's one of the things going back to 9/11 that some people had trauma and other people didn't based on their past experiences. And also, if we can limit watching those news briefs, that's really good for people because our brains love to go to negativity. And we love to look at problems before we look at solutions. And we love to worry about the things that potentially could not make us live to another generation. So all those types of things create added stress. And when we have added stress, we tend to take it out on the people that we love the most. So the more we can minimize our exposure, so reading things rather than watching things is better because it's a little bit of a step away, and not being involved in the news all day, every day is really, really helpful. And then probably the most important thing is reframing things. So if you have people running around in your house, making it hard to work, that means that you have somebody that loves you within your household. Mm. So if you can flip it, it's magical. So you tell yourself a different story.
Oh, well, I Can't imagine another question to ask. I want to end on that note. Well, Carol, thank you so much for your time and for these tips. I'm sure they'll be helpful to a lot of people.
You are so welcome. Thanks for chatting with me.
This is the last of April's Radio MD's COVID-19 Daily. Send us a question to investigate or thoughts you have on what's going on to COVID19Daily@RadioMD.com. That is COVID19Daily@RadioMD.com. Have a great Thursday. It's raining where I am, but I hope there's sunshine where you are. I'm Caitlin White. Stay home and stay healthy.